So the starting probability is at 2%. It's just that you have to give it something to start with, right? And, you know, a reasonable thing to give it is what you already know are the ancestry proportions of Neanderthal or Denisovan ancestry in modern human populations, and mostly Neanderthal because that's more ubiquitous. And so, but that's just the starting probability. As it starts working, you know, if it ends up that a particular individual has 4 or 5% of archaic, the method is able to capture that. It will just probably think that you should have given it a bit higher starting probability. So it's like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But, you know, the method works efficiently anyway. Now, how can we detect signatures of admixture from a human group for which we have no genome? What we do then is that we take each of these fragments that we identify and remove those that match to the Neanderthal and the Denisovan genome. And then within each of these blocks, we looked for typical signatures that could indicate that these are coming from an archaic source and they are not just like an artifact of the method.